هون لگل اس بی اس رادیو بشی کردینا.
This week is National Diabetes Week. Renza Skibilia is Diabetes Community Manager. Renza has lived with type 1 diabetes since 1998. She's a well-known diabetes patient advocate and activist, promoting a person-centered approach to healthcare and in the development of diabetes information, services and technologies. Renza Skibilia, welcome to SBS Radio.
Thank you so much for inviting me to have a chat with you today.
As mentioned in the introduction, you've been living with type 1 diabetes for a while. Could you tell us what are the symptoms of diabetes, please?
Yeah, so I've just clocked up 22 years of living with type 1 diabetes. So my diabetes diagnosis story was quite common, really, in terms of I had the symptoms of type 1 diabetes that we call the four T's. And those four T's are tired, thirsty, toilet, thinner. So I was really thirsty. I had an unquenchable thirst. I was needing to go to the loo all the time, which I figured was just because I was drinking so much water. I was losing weight. I wasn't planning to lose weight, but I was losing a lot of weight, and I was exhausted. I was so tired. So I had those symptoms. They're the symptoms of type 1 diabetes. When it comes to type 2 diabetes, though, often there are no symptoms. So people are living with silent, undiagnosed type 2 diabetes. They don't know that they have it, mm-hmm. and they can actually be living with it for a number of years before it's diagnosed and, you know, perhaps is picked up through a routine blood glucose check when they're at the GP.
So type 2 is not as severe as type 1?
No, that's a myth, actually. All diabetes is very complex and very, very serious. They're different. They may be different, but type 2 is just as serious as type 1 diabetes. And if it's left untreated, the consequences can be really, really significant. The thing with type 1 diabetes is because we generally know that we have it because we have those symptoms and it is picked up and we do receive treatment. But that's not the case with type 2 diabetes. As I said, people can be living with it for up to 7 years before it's diagnosed and they're being treated for it.
Renza, what causes diabetes?
Well, it would be so lovely if we knew exactly what that was, but unfortunately, we know that it's a collection of different things, if you like. So with type 1 diabetes, we know that people have to have a genetic predisposition, but then there's a trigger. So there's something that sets off the body to start the autoimmune process where the body attacks the insulin-producing cells in the pancreas. With type 2 diabetes, it's a combination of modifiable and non-modifiable risk factors. So what we mean by that is the non-modifiable things are your age, your cultural background, if you've got a family history of type 2 diabetes, they're things that you can't modify, but then there are some modifiable things. So that's why we talk about people, you know, eating a really healthy diet and maintaining a healthy weight and being a little bit more physically active. So there are two lots of things that work there, I guess, hand in hand that contribute to a diagnosis of type 2 diabetes.
Now, as you know, we're going through the pandemic now, COVID-19. Has COVID-19 have any impact on diabetics?
Yeah, really significant, actually. So one of the first things, so part of diabetes, you know, routine management is that we often are keeping in contact with our health professionals quite a bit for screening of diabetes complications, for checkups, to check how we're going with our glucose levels, all of those sorts of things. And of course, because people are steering clear of the doctor a little bit these days, because, you know, everything's really just about emergency medicine in a lot of ways, it means that people aren't having those routine checks and those routine screens. But another thing is that, you know, everybody is feeling really exhausted and burnt out by COVID, right? But people with diabetes have got diabetes on top of that. So we know that that really people with diabetes have been impacted extra, if you like, by COVID-19. It's disrupted our access to diabetes services. And also, we also know that if we get COVID, we're at a higher risk of complications of the condition, and it's going to be harder for us to recover from it.
And I believe it's impacted many people. It's impacted on their mental health as well.
Yeah, so Diabetes Australia just did a survey about this, actually, and over 40% of the people with diabetes that we surveyed said that COVID had had a negative impact on their mental and emotional health. So people with diabetes are already experiencing mental and emotional health issues as well, and COVID has just, you know, added quite significantly to that. So what I guess we're wanting to highlight this week is for people with diabetes that, you know, we understand that these mental health implications of diabetes are significant, and for the general population to understand that diabetes is very serious and very hard to manage.
Renza Skabilia, thank you for your time and thank you for being with us on SBS Kurdish.
Thank you so much.
Like baka, para baka, tebniya khabnifsina. SBS Kurdi lsar Facebook bishobina.